The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we get set for the second half at Unitigo High School, as it's Unitigo leading Green 15-0 here as we get set for the third quarter. Captains coming out to meet at midfield. A very chilly September night here for being so early in September. Almost feels like an October game already, Greg.
Well, we're walking up to get to the booster roost here, and I walked past the Green folks, and just to break the ice a little bit, no pun intended, I said, hey, it's football weather in week two. Who would have thunk it? And, you know, as they came out of their blankets and their gloves, and yeah, I guess it is.
The blankets, the hoodies, I'm sure the hot chili is selling very well over at the concession stand.
But athletic director Matt Hafley, still in shorts.
I noticed a lot of the Unitigo coaching staff still in shorts here tonight, holding on to that last bit of summer if
you
can.
See how tough they are, yeah. Hopefully we get a little bit of, you know, reprieve, but boy, it went from, what, 85 degrees on Wednesday. It's now in the maybe low 50s.
And I believe it's supposed to be chilly tomorrow night as well, when we'll have BG at Sydney, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff there between the Bobcats and the Warriors. Should be a great game, too, tomorrow night here on CDO.
One of my old broadcast buddies, Jim Mosier, I see time has flown so fast. His son Wyatt is a sophomore on the PG varsity, and legendary Delhi coach Dave Kelly is on the staff at Bainbridge Guilford now for Tim Mattingly.
I know Tim was so thrilled that he was able to bring Dave over, and just the wealth of knowledge that he brings to the BG program for this year.
Yep.
So just waiting for the clock reset here. Unitigo will kick off to Green to start the second half. Green will be going right to left on your radio dial to start things off. They're in their green uniforms, the green helmets, and the black pants here. Unitigo wearing the white uniforms tonight with the black pants and the white helmet with the new U symbol that they've decided to go with over the last couple of years. Says Spartans across the front of their jerseys, Trojans across the front of the green jerseys here as we get set for the second half. A quick-moving first half saw Unitigo striking twice, once on the ground with Firebend and once off his arm to Ryan Marzell, and then a two-point conversion from Tanner Winchester to bring us to 15-0. And here we go, a little side kick by Firebend will be fielded here by Green and coming up the middle all the way to the 45-yard line.
Joe Phillips, nice job for Joe Phillips, getting a rare chance to carry the football. He is one of those guys to be in that position, but good field position for Green, and now they've got 55 yards to navigate before they can find that first bit of end zone.
So Green will take over. It looks like Orzel will be back under center here for the Green Trojans. Kind of switched between Orzel and Harrington in the first half for Green. They go right to left. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Erickson in the backfield to the left here of Orzel. He's in the shotgun. High snap, hands off to Erickson, up the middle, breaks one tackle, and then is gang tackled here. He'll pick up 4 yards for Green on the first play of the second half.
Well, not a play that we're that looks strange to us. We saw that several times in the first half, and Jake DeJoy with a tackle, junior 6'2", 160 for the Unitigo Spartans, but a healthy pickup of 3 to 4 yards on that.
Second down here for Green, going right to left. Just about 40 seconds gone in this third quarter. Unitigo, if you're just joining us, leading 15-0 here over Green.
They're packing it in now on the line, expecting a run.
Orzel again back in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. High snap, handoff. Unitigo sniffs it out. They try to get him in the backfield, far side, and maybe back to the line of scrimmage there for Green was number 22, Tristan Carter.
Tristan Carter got it a little bit. It was not the smoothest of handoffs, and like you say, when they were sniffing it out anyway, I want to keep using that expression, but the defensive line really anticipated what was going to happen that time, and that made all the difference.
10:45 to go, third quarter. Unitigo up 15-0. A third down here for Green, third and six. Unitigo defense lining up, and as Greg said, they are really bringing the guys up to the line, including the linebackers.
Key play here, though. Twin receivers to the near side.
In the shotgun again here for Orzel. Looking for some options and to try to pick up a key first down. Snap is high, pulls it down. Pass over the middle. This one off the hands of the Green receiver number 8, Lucian Austin, who we talked about in our halftime show. And that'll bring up fourth down.
Well, Sydney had that same experience last week against Unitigo. I don't know if it was the threat of being hit after the catch or not, but Austin had it in his hands and could not hang on. So Unitigo catches a break there.
Just off the hands of Austin, would have been a first down if he had been able to haul that one in. Green will punt here with Erickson, and the dangerous Tanner Winchester is back deep here for Unitigo. Flag comes up
on the line of scrimmage.
And the punt will roll out of bounds. No, it will stay in at about the 22-yard line back in Unitigo territory. 10:06 to go here, third quarter.
Well, that was right on the line. And so the white hat is conferring with the other, the one who was on that far line. And were they pointing Green's way? They're going to go back 5 yards? Yep, procedure on the Green Trojans on the punt team.
So we'll come back and do it again, and if you're Tanner Winchester for Unitigo, you have to be happy. Maybe you'll get another shot here.
Redemption for sure.
10:06 to go here in the third quarter. Green did give up a punt return for a touchdown of 79 yards last week, so I'm sure that was a point of emphasis in practice this past week for the Green Trojans. Erickson back to punt again here for Green. Winchester deep. Gets off another clean punt. A little sidewinder here. Takes a bounce for Unitigo and goes to the 30. And that's where Green will stop it. Winchester not able to get a play on it. 9:48 to go in the third. 15-0. Unitigo will pick up possession and they lead 15-0.
Interesting that the snapper for that punting team is their quarterback, Zach Orzel.
A jack of all trades.
I guess so. That's pretty good. You have to trust a good hands person at that initial snap, no doubt.
So Unitigo will take over for the first time here in the second half. They are going left to right in those white uniforms, the black pants and the white helmets. They lead 15-0. Let's see what they can do on the first possession. Quick handoff to Marzell. He comes to the right wing and is quickly roped down. Maybe a gain of one if he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he'd be lucky to do that for sure. But I'm impressed with John Haddock so far. 6'3", 195, number 60. He has anticipated that play very well. They have not gotten the reverse results tonight like they did last week against the Sydney Warriors.
That was a big play several times last week against Sydney. Green has really shut that down. 9:20 to go, third quarter.
They really have shut down the running game as a whole.
Firebend has really had to do it through the air in the first half. He's back in the shotgun. Nate Wilsey behind him in the eye. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Winchester solo on the right. Looks like they'll go for him. They'll loft it up. Winchester can't find it. He got tied up with Erickson. He wanted a flag. He won't get it. And the ball was overthrown.
Well, there's a chance that he could have gotten a flag, too, as he pushed off. It wasn't blatant or anything, so it wasn't a catchable ball. Good no call, and maybe a little miscommunication as to where that ball was supposed to be or where Winchester was supposed to be, or a combination of the two.
Third and 10 here for Unitigo. They're back on their own 25. 8:57 to go. Third quarter, Unitigo leading Green 15-0. Green still looking for their first points of the season, losing 21-0 to Windsor last weekend. So on third down, Firebend again in the shotgun. He'll roll to his right. Now looks back to his left. Zips one over the middle. Picked off here by Green. A big defensive play as they tried to cut one back over the middle, but Zach Orzel, he's a snapper, he's a quarterback, and now he's got an interception.
Wow, making a play for all purpose tonight. And what I was watching on that play, I stopped watching the quarterback, I started watching Winchester. He made a nice snap cut to the center of the field, and I knew the ball was going there. I think somebody else, Jones, was coming from the opposite side. And there's Orzel in the middle anticipating, nicely done, and a break for Green, and maybe they can use this as they are close to midfield.
First turnover of the night for Unitigo. 8:50 to go in the third. It's still the Spartans with a 15-0 lead, and now at midfield, Green will take over going right to left. Orzel on the shotgun. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. Takes the handoff to Erickson. Almost tackled in the backfield. Gets to the outside and then roped down by this great Unitigo defense, which has put a lot of pressure on Orzel so far tonight.
Once again, Ethan Barber. When in doubt, I think he's the guy. If it's a tackle from the line, it's Ethan Barber. He has that innate ability to see where the play is going to develop, and he stayed home that time and he got the play, because remember, that was a fake handoff.
Jared Smith almost got him in the backfield first.
Right.
before the rest of the Unitigo team was able to come over to get the tackle. So second down and 10 here with 8:13 to go, third quarter. Green going right to left. Orzel, the sophomore quarterback, in the shotgun. Again, two receivers to his left. Waiting for the snap. Unitigo goes a little early on that one, as the snap count does fool the Spartans on the line.
One thing as a quarterback, you have to be careful. You cannot, I believe the rule is that you cannot change your cadence rhythm and fake it that way. But you can keep saying, you can keep saying it the same way, you might mess up the defense, and that's what happened. I believe that's the first defensive penalty on the line of scrimmage against the Spartans.
7:59 to go, third quarter.
I take that back, and I'm sorry to interrupt. It was against Green. I thought it was the other way.
I thought it was, too, at first, yeah. Because it looked like Unitigo jumped on that left side.
Right.
So a long second down now for Green. Orzel in the shotgun.
Oh, bad snap.
Up over his head on the snap. He has nothing to do except fall on it. Lost it, but the whistle came up. Ball is still loose. Unitigo will have possession, but the ball still could have been live there. I think the referee crew.
Yep, the main white hat blew the whistle right away when he was down. There will be no advance.
It's our ball. It's our ball.
So it's still a Green possession. They will have to. It'll be third and very, very, very long.
Orzel, the snap over his head, went back, tried to fall on it, did. The ball actually popped out. I think that's when the whistle came up, assuming that it was still underneath him. Unitigo, hungry, tried to go get it. They did, but since the whistle already blew the play dead, Green will hold on to possession for a long, long third down, as you said, Greg.
Yeah, that cannot be reversed. No way, no how. And so 18-yard loss on that play. So third and about 39. But that snap just was so high up over Orzel's head, there was nothing else he could do.
No, even if he jumped, I think that one was clear up over his head. He did a nice job to track it down. Hard to do when you know you have three or four hungry guys coming after you.
Yeah, third to about 38, just for the record here.
So a long third down now. 15 to nothing, Unitigo. And now we'll have a delay of game here against Green, which will back them up even farther.
All right, I can't add that much, but it is going to be ultra long now. But that's something where, you know, if it's a center snap, you know, you try to forgive the center. It's not an easy job to be where he is throwing the shotgun, because you got guys bearing down on you. As soon as you snap it, you got a guy ready to hit you.
We're down to 6:10 to go here in this third quarter. 15-0 lead for the Spartans. Green is pinned deep in their own defensive end. They're starting at about their own 18-yard line here on a long, long third down. We'll see if they can come up with a conversion. Orzel, under center, will hand off to Erickson. Nowhere to go as he's met by two Unitigo defenders who broke through the line, and that'll bring up a fourth down here for the Green Trojans.
Well, we haven't given some of the linemen credit other than the guys that we've been talking about, but Damian Laird, 6'4", 245 senior, and Jacob Morrison, a 6'2 sophomore at 295. I said Green was a bigger team. Every time I look down at Unitigo, I'm seeing another big guy.
So Erickson is back to punt with 5:25 to go in this third quarter. It's been a quick-moving quarter. Erickson now gets the punt off. Does not get a lot of...
Knuckleball.
Not a lot of room on that one. Bounces out of bounds. I'd say only about a 15-yard punt.
Yep.
As he had some pressure coming through the line, he had to get rid of it.
Not a lot of distance and no spin. Absolutely no spin. It was a knuckleball coming up.
So Unitigo will take over.
Right. And Unitigo, they've got to figure out their offense as well. I mean, they've been obviously going through the pass route for their success. They got to figure out this running game, as they have been challenged by Green defensively.
Unitigo leading 15-0 over Green with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. They'll hand off to Nate Wilsey. He's got room, and he stumbles. He's upended and will fall down at about the 24-yard line as Unitigo going left to right deep now in Green defensive territory.
And the flag on the play just about as the play was getting done. That could be an illegal block. That could be a defensive hold.
First time we've seen Wilsey able to spring free tonight and pick up more than just a couple of yards. And he really took a lick there on the tackle, but tough kid bounces right back up.
Yeah, that was an offensive hold. I didn't mean defense. I meant offensive hold on Unitigo. That's going to bring it back. That was an 8-yard gain. That, you know, that was a different look, too, because they were faking the reverse to Marzell before the slash through by Wilsey. That was a new wrinkle on that play.
5:12 to go. Third quarter. Unitigo on top of Green, 15-0. Two receivers to the right, two to the left for the junior quarterback, Josh Firebat. He'll hand off to Tanner Winchester. Here comes that sweep to the left. He's got some room, gets to the edge, makes a cutback, and is roped down at about the 20-yard line, and it should be a first down here for Unitigo.
Oh, yeah, it was first and 14, and he got about 18 on that play. So they are right about just outside the proverbial red zone. They're at the 23. He just has that ability and makes the use of it. The cutback, though, was spelled his ending of the run.
4:55 to go in the third quarter. First down for Unitigo. They're looking for their third touchdown of the night. A screen out to Kyle Spaulding, and he's nicely tripped up here by the Green defense. Number 25, Tyler Dickman, coming out to make the play.
So a completion, yes, but a minus one completion.
And now a player down here for Green. Coaching staff will come out to have a look at him. 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. It's Unitigo 15, Green nothing. We'll step away here on CDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lowell, Greg Davey here on CDO Sports. Just another quick score to pass along from out of town. Dryden with a fresh 21-0 lead over Oxford. And so Dryden continuing to play well as they put up some big points against BG last week, too.
Yep, and Oxford's at least slowed them down a little bit, but Dryden out of our coverage area, obviously, and you hear about them every so often, but, boy, they are a force to be reckoned with this year anyway. And we'll see Bainbridge Guilford tomorrow night. Tim Mattingly at the helm of the BG Bobcats. You know, I still see people on the Internet calling them BGA after all these years. Well, now A's with H as in Afton and Harpersville.
Nice to see the Afton kids with a chance to play after so many years off.
And, you know, three or four years ago, a lot of these Afton kids, they were winning the youth football championship.
Right.
You know, and then they had nowhere to go if they couldn't play with BG.
Injured player is off and appears to be okay here for Green. Just a little slow to get up, and now we'll get things back underway.
Yeah, they've had two kids go out so far, and that was 74, Wyatt Vanderbunt, and also now number 66, and Nick Adams. He's a key member of this team, two-way lineman, including being the center. So they're going to have to find another center, at least temporarily, if he does not get back in there.
4:41 to go, third quarter. Unitigo going left to right. They lead 15-0 here over Green.
Second and 11.
They hand off to Marzella. 360, still on his feet, but tackled as he gets back to the line, and Green read that play the whole way.
Well, it has certainly not been as easy for Ryan Marzella in the running game tonight. He's got 4 carries for minus 3.
Green staying home, doing their assignments, right, and a lot of the trickery hasn't worked here for the Spartans tonight.
Absolutely correct.
So a third down and 10 here for Unitigo. We'll see what they come up with here. Two to the right, two to the left. Receiver-wise, Wilsey is in blocking. Fireben goes to the far side, picks it up to Jones. He's tackled. Pick up of 4 or 5 there. That'll bring up fourth down, and it's decision time for Frank McCroney over on the Unitigo sideline.
Yeah, seemed like it was a little longer than that, but no, it was about 4 to 5 yards. And third catch by Jones, by the way. He's got 34 yards on 3 catches.
3:35 to go. Third quarter, fourth down, and we'll see what the Spartans decide here as they get the play from the sideline. Firebrand will bring it back in. Looks like they're going to go for it.
Yep, and the clock is running. Fourth down and about, what, 7?
A 4th and 7. Winchester looking to get 3. Instead, they'll pass it off here to Wilsey. He's got some room. He cuts back to the left, and Wilsey sees some daylight, and he'll bumble his way into the end zone. A touchdown for Unitigo on fourth down.
What a rare call. This is only the second time we've seen it tonight. A screen to the fullback, Nate Wilsey, and that one, 20 yards. He ran it 20 yards. Boy, that's a fullback's dream is the only way I can describe it.
And he is such a tough guy to bring down, especially once he gets up to speed. He's just one of those put-your-head-down type of guys, and he'll plow through the brick wall for you. So Unitigo strikes again with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter.
I put Nate Wilsey down on my stat sheet, not ever thinking he was going to be catching a pass, but boy, what an effective use of a screen. When you see the quarterback drop back so fast and with so many steps, you know it's going to be a screen.
We have another Green player down. That's Zach Orzel. So while they tend to him, we'll hope that he's okay. As the training staff working on him will step away. So Unitigo scores with Nate Wilsey and increases their lead here to 21-0 with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights from Unitigo High School. Nate Lull and Greg Davey with you here. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO locally and also on our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union on WCDOsports.com. The first half is already up and archived. Meant to mention that earlier. You can go back and listen on demand to any of our games that we've broadcast, and the first half is already up for your listening pleasure if you want to go back and check that out at any time. Of course, our game from last week, Sydney and Unitigo, is up, and we'll have tomorrow up as well once the weekend is over. So Unitigo adding another touchdown here on a pass to Nate Wilsey. Haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet, as Zach Orzel is still down after that last play, and coaching staff out speaking with him as he's slow to get up here.
Well, as Wilsey was steamrolling after that screen, you know, it's rare for a guy like Wilsey to have that kind of room to run, and as he closed it down, Orzel was the only one left that really could have stopped him, and I think it was solid one-on-one contact. Josh Fireban right now, 12 for 19 passing. I've got that, and that's totally unofficial here. But 141 yards and 2 touchdowns, and they really have not gotten a lot from the ground, less than 50 yards on the ground. So they're letting it fly in the air, and it's very, very effective. Last week, much more balanced, and Credit Green for, like you were saying before, Credit Green for anticipating and staying home on the defense and getting that and taking that scissors and that reverse right out of the faction.
Credit Unitigo as well. Nate Wilsey, a guy they want to use and they have trust in. They're able to get him the ball through the air so that he can rumble and bumble his way down for that touchdown.
Yeah, just on the ground, he's just six carries for 8 yards.
And so I think that they are going to take that touchdown away as Unitigo has the ball all the way back out at the 25 now.
Okay. Well, 5 yards.
So we'll have the fourth down again here, so it is still a 15-0 game.
Fourth and 12.
And Firebend is going to sling this one up towards the end zone, and Marzell will haul it in. A touchdown for the Spartans. They got one, they took it away, and they bring it right back here for Unitigo.
Well, his stat is complete. it's now a 22-yard pass play, or no, I'm sorry, a 24-yard pass play to Marzell, so we still don't know why that happened the way it did, but he lit that fly. I swear I thought he overthrew it, but Marzell ran under it for the touchdown.
Firebend is on for the extra point here, as it's a 21-0 lead, and it's down, and he won't get enough air under this one, so it will stay 21-0 with 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break on CDO with the Spartans leading 21-0.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Unitigo High School, where the Spartans have a 21-0 lead now over the Green Trojans. And they will kick off here. Green looking to get something going on the offensive side of the ball.
If they can decide on the right football, we'll have a kickoff here. They've just tossed the ball back and forth trying to get the right one. It's the double secret one that they're bringing out.
21-0 with 3:01 to go in the third quarter.
And I see Green is trying some new people at center by necessity because of the injury.
And now they will. Unitigo will have a new kickoff man in Ira Utter, who will kick off here, it looks like.
Left footer.
A left footer and goes right on the ground, barely even goes 10 yards. Green will be able to fall on it there. Just a nice play by them to sniff that out. And they will start still in their own defensive territory, but at about the 47-yard line.
Yep, David Weeks didn't get a chance to say his name yet. He was the guy right in the middle of that line and did his job, smothered it. Only 12-13-yard kick. Green again with good field position in this possession to start out and they really got to get down to business here because time is starting to grow thin for them.
2:54 to be exact in the third quarter. Unitigo leading 21-0 here over Green. Green going right to left. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Harrington back at the quarterback position in the shotgun. And on his first snap, we'll see a flag here against the Trojans.
Well, procedure has snake bit them several times tonight.
And a false start here, and Harrington, I'm assuming, is going to have to play some more quarterback here the rest of the way, or Zell on his feet over on the sideline, but was down for quite a long time at that last whistle.
Yep, hopefully he'll be back in this ballgame. He's a dynamite player.
And so still first down here, but a first and 15 for Green deep in this third quarter. They trail 21-0 on the road against Unitigo. and a handoff in the backfield, sniffed out again by Ethan Barber. Just seems to explode through the line and makes the tackle.
Who's ever on that right side for Green is not doing their job, and Barber is getting through like hot butter. I mean, he's getting through and getting a solo tackle. That's probably four or five he's made tonight.
So some great defense there by Barber as he's been able to slice and dice his way through that line for Unitigo. That'll bring up second down here, a long second down for the Green Trojans. Just about a second and 20. Harrington in the shotgun. Drops back, passes to his right. First reception of the night over there on the far side for their main receiver for the Green Trojans, number 80, the small and speedy Sean Brigham.
Yep, that's only going to go for three, his second catch of the season. It's only the second, third time they've thrown to him, and they couldn't do it down the field. They had to do it in the backfield, literally.
Clock continuing to roll. We're down to 1:45 in this third quarter. Unitigo on top of Green, 21-0. Green with the ball on their own 40, going right to left. Shotgun again here for Harrington. Barber trying to work his way through the line. Harrington has time to throw, throws over the middle, and a great catch, and then out of the hands there of number 8, Lucian Austin, there for the Green Trojans.
Well, it's reminding me, especially with the number, same thing happened to Tanner Shunk last week. He had a couple of good catches in the offing, and then either contact or just before contact, losing the football. And now he is hurt. He is shaken up a little bit. I don't know if that's a Charlie horse or what.
Lucian Austin, he had the ball, just dropped it.
Harrington throws a nice ball. He's hit Austin twice in the numbers.
And that was a nice throw, a good play. Just unlucky to not be able to bring that in. And Austin down on the field being attended to as well. So we'll step away. 21-0, Unitigo on top of Green with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on CDO.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and post-game. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's Varsity Football Tailgate Party Nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney. Proud supporters of local high school football.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And a hello to Rochester, New York, listening on our web stream tonight, provided by Sydney Federal Credit Union, and also a local listener in Edmiston. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com.
I know what it was. I said he
pounds
like a
panther. Finding a contractor that you can trust.
There
can
you go,
be
Edmiston Panthers. Very good. Very good. Edmiston had been around the football scene the last couple of years, teaming up with Unadilla Valley. They
right.
don't do that anymore. But those two schools, always a great Tri-Valley rivalry back when it was New Berlin and Edmiston over there. So, so close.
Eight-man football.
Back in the old Tri-Valley days. Would be fun if that was still around, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
1:24 to go in the third quarter. Green now on fourth down will punt to Unitigo. Tanner Winchester is deep, and maybe he'll play this one. Nope, he'll let it bounce. And an excellent punt here by Erickson. Green will pin Unitigo all the way back down at the 20.
43-yard punt.
Erickson, I've been impressed with his punts tonight for Green.
Yep.
So a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here as Josh Firebend comes out after his latest touchdown throw to Ryan Marzell. That's two touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, for Marzell tonight, who hasn't had a ton of success running the ball, but in other areas has had a lot of success tonight.
Yes, he has.
1:13 to go, third quarter. Firebend starting at his own 20 as Unitigo goes left to right again. Two receivers on each side. They'll run the ball up the middle for the Spartans and a gain of about two. As a new running back, Zach Youngs out for Unitigo, the sophomore.
All right, Zach Youngs taking Nate Wilsey's place. Had that ball at the 22. Got about a yard, so second down and nine. But they're just replaceable parts in the Unitigo offensive machine.
It does seem like Unitigo, over the years, is always able to just replace one guy with another. You lose Kellen Komenda last year and kind of that two-headed monster with Komenda and Winchester. Someone else steps in to take his role this year. So Unitigo has always been able to do that, it seems. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Second down here, and Firebend will again hand off to Youngs. He'll pick up one on the play. We'll see if Unitigo will choose to go down on their third down play here before the end of the quarter.
I'm thinking they're going to be content to run it out, and we'll switch sides of the field for the last time tonight as the young man down here, Mr. Nick Adams, is being put onto a stretcher, and he'll be taken off by the emergency squad.
Been a tough night here for the Green Trojans in terms of the injury bug, and we wish all of them very well. So that'll end the third quarter here tonight. Unitigo on top of Green, 21-0 for Greg Davey. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Fourth quarter action, Unitigo High School, as the Spartans lead the Green Trojans 21-0 here as we get set for the fourth and final quarter. Unitigo just got off their first play there, and a sack of Josh Firebend pushes them all the way back into their own end zone. They'll be at about the 3-yard line here.
Joe Miranda with a 1-on-1 quarterback sack. Nicely done.
So a fourth down now for Unitigo. Fireben's going to punt out of his own end zone right to left here. A high bouncing kick will get out to about the 35, maybe the 37, and roll out of bounds into the Unitigo bench.
With all of these guys getting hurt and having to rely on substitute, a guy like Joe Miranda comes in. He's 6'3", a junior, 183, and he burst through the line and got Josh Firebend. When a lot of guys don't get Josh Firebend, Joe Miranda got him.
And put a good lick on him, too.
Absolutely.
Nice play there for Green, and now they'll have amazing field position here, starting at the 35-yard line as they go left to right in the early part of the fourth quarter. 11:20 left in this ball game here tonight. And so Harrington back under center here for Green. And he's got two runners in the backfield. And one receiver in motion from the left. They'll hand off the ball and sweeping around to the right here. Green's going to have an opportunity to the outside.
Brigham
pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Therefore, Green was the speedy receiver on the handoff, Sean Brigham.
Sean Brigham, they gave him a chance on the end around, a classic old-style play, and boy, now you see why he is a threat. He can run, and he is fast. Nice, quick move. They're down inside the 10 looking to punch it in.
almost took that play right out of the Unitigo playbook from Tanner Winchester there.
27-yard run.
Run it for Brigham, and Unitigo now in their best field position here of the night. They trail 21-0 in the early part of the fourth quarter. They go left to right, and a handoff up the middle here, picking up 1 yard. Clock will continue to run here for the Trojans, as again, Tristan Carter with the carry.
Carter with 5 carries for 18 yards, but he never got through the line of scrimmage. He fought his way for 1 yard. Nice tackle on the play by number 78, and that's Damian Laird.
So it looks like Green will take a timeout here. This is the best field position they've had in this game early in the fourth quarter. If they can get some points on the board here, could be a brand new ball game. 10:45 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And a girls varsity soccer score to pass along here. The BG Bobcats defeat the GMU Raiders 3-1 over in the Unadilla Valley New York Pizzeria Tournament. They will advance to the tournament final tomorrow against the host school, Unadilla Valley. The Storm and the Bobcats tomorrow at 11 a.m. girls varsity soccer at the Pizzeria Tournament.
Is George Williams still coaching BG, do you know?
I am not sure.
Long time. The only one they've ever had.
I am not sure. BG picking up the win against GMU, and now Green looking for their first touchdown here of the night, and they'll get all the way down to the 1 yard line here with Luke Erickson as they trail 21-0 under the lights at Unitigo in the fourth quarter with 10:30 to go.
I'm not trying to minimize this, but I just have to do one of my Greg Davey things. Luke Erickson's trying to be Leif Erickson and discover the end zone for Green because they are long overdue and they are feeling it right now. And Erickson got him down inside the two, or to about the two.
Green looking to go into some uncharted waters here. 10:10 to go in the fourth quarter. The pass, the snap, excuse me, to Erickson. To Harrington, hands off to Erickson. He goes to the left and is roped down. So Unitigo on third down will hold, bringing up a fourth down and short, pretty much on the goal line here for the Trojans.
Fourth and goal from the one. Well, you know, it might not get them the win, but getting in the end zone is a psychological victory for Green, especially with all the injuries they've suffered tonight. Erickson's coming out now, and it looks like Carter is in his place.
Fourth down. Harrington under center. Might just try to sneak it in. They trail 21-0 here at Unitigo. They will. Everyone pushes towards the line, and Green will score their first touchdown of the season on a quarterback keeper there for Harrington.
And the crowd from Green erupts in cheers, which is nice. And nice job by Green. They held defensively. They forced, they got the quarterback sack on fire, Ben. They only had 35 yards to go. They gave it to Brigham on an end around. They did a lot of nice things on both sides of the football. They earned that touchdown. No question about it.
So 21-6 at the moment. Unitigo on top of Green. 9:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. And they will try the extra point here with a man we're told is a very good kicker for the Green Trojans in Wyatt Johns. Waiting for the snap. It's high, and they're going to have to go for two here. Bouncing to the outside. Can they throw the ball? They're not going to get it off in time. And so it will remain 21-6, a valiant effort there by Dylan Barton, but couldn't find any open receivers after the high snap.
Boy, Miranda, actually, what he was waving his arms, he was so wide open. However, the action was going away from him, and there's just no way that they were going to see it. And a nice try there by Dylan Barton, who was the holder, to ad lib the best he could. But 6 points is 6 points, and with 9:24 to go, they recover an onside kick. You never know.
Josh Harrington is able to rush it in on a QB sneak, a keeper for Green, scoring their first touchdown of the season and the first touchdown here tonight. 9:24 to go, fourth quarter. It's Unitigo leading Green 21-6. And now Dylan Barton slow to get up after that tackle when when he tried to go for two after the high snap. So we'll step away, 21-6, Unitigo on top of green. And we'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, Unitigo High School, as the Spartans lead the Trojans 21-6, 9:24 to go in this fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Greg Davey with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us under the lights here in Unitigo.
Well, this is only the second kickoff for Green. Remember, they started the game kicking off, and with their first score now, they get to kick off for a second time, and we'll see what they're going to do. But, well,
first things first, they got to switch in.
Got to remember what end we're on, boys. Nice job by the official to know that. I wouldn't have caught it.
everybody was all lined up, ready to go, and then they said, oh, we better switch.
It reminds me of a game, Unadilla Valley in Sydney, ending the season, the old Keith Clark Park football. The timekeeper had done this for years, put the clock at 15 minutes. Nobody noticed it. First touchdown scored with 13-something to go, and I said, that doesn't sound right. And nobody caught it on the field.
Did they play a three-extra-minute game?
They played a three-extra-minute game, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing at stake, though. No. Oh, yeah, they're set up for an onside, no doubt. Everybody's clustered.
So Green will try the
kick.
And Unitigo will recover here. I was waiting to see if it was going to go 10 yards. And a nice play by Unitigo to hold on. Riley Hanrahan took a heck of a lick there, but was able to hold on.
He sure did. His helmet came off.
9:24 to go here in the third. I wondered if that went 10 yards or not.
Well, they kicked from the 40, so it was over the 50, barely. But it was great. It was a great way to execute that play. Actually, it went 14 yards, but when all said and done.
Yeah, it almost looked like they were in the huddle.
Yeah.
Quickly did a little 360, or 180, excuse me, turned around and booted it on the ground.
They get one more high bounce, they have a chance to pick that off. It's open. It's an open football.
So Unitigo now. First possession in the fourth quarter, 9:24 to go in this game. They go right to left here, and a fumble from Winchester. Scoops it back up, goes to his left, gets around, tries the 360, and he is tackled after a gain of four here for the Spartans.
Well, some aggressiveness right now in the Green Trojans, and they are starting to try to catch some of this mojo in their direction. Winchester bobbled the ball, strange to say that. He was lucky to get 2 yards, but, boy, aggressive Green defense is starting to appear.
Clock still the enemy here of the Green Trojans, although they certainly have some life. With 8:50 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's Unitigo on top of Green, 21-6.
Second and eight, and that reverse has just not worked tonight for Unitigo. Credit the Trojan defense.
Unitigo going right to left. Two receivers, as we've seen most of the night, to the right and to the left. Winchester in motion now, fakes the handoff. Ball is on the ground, and Nate Wilsey with a heads-up play to fall on it. And just some miscommunication, excuse me, there between Winchester and Firebend.
Well, I'm starting to think that there is plenty of time right now if Green continues to intimidate. That's the best word I can come up with right now. Unitigo is not smooth, and this is fourth quarter time, and that's exactly what they need to be, is smooth and consistent on offense.
Third down here for Unitigo, about a third and nine after Nate Wilsey able to fall on that kind of mini fumble there, I guess you would say. 7:55 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo on top, 21-6. Now under center, Firebend, not in the shotgun, under center.
Uh-huh.
Again, two receivers to his right and to his left. Fakes the handoff. Another handoff, fake to Winchester, goes to the outside, and Firebend has nowhere to go. And fourth down coming up here for the Spartans.
John Haddock once again putting the heat on Firebend.
And he was immediately chased out of the pocket as soon as he didn't hand off to Winchester. Rolled to his right and had some room, but really no one to throw it to.
Well, here comes one of their best weapons right now, and that's Firebend simply kicking the ball down inside the 20.
7:40 to go. Fireben's going to fake and throw, and it's intercepted here by Green. And to the far side they go. Trojans trying to get the best field position they can, all the way down to the 38. And Green will have good field position here to take over on offense.
Cole Nelson, apparently not fooled by what looked like the usual punting formation, stepped into inside of the receiver and had free reign. He brought it over midfield, and they are now threatening to make this a very close game.
I wondered if that was going to be some trickery there for Unitigo. It looked like they were going to get off a smooth pass, but a great job by Nelson and the Green Trojans to shut it down.
Second interception, by the way, by Fireman.
7:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Green just scoring their first touchdown of the season on their last possession. Now they pick off a pass. As they go left to right, they'll start on the Unitigo 38.
Do they have enough players? Two guys just ran off the field.
Harrington will hand this one off, and pushing over to the far side here for the Green Trojans, number 25, Tyler Dickman, on his first carry of the night.
Tyler Dickman's first carry, like you said, and they were just not set from the get-go. And that was not going to be a good play no matter what happened.
Erickson will bring in the play from the sideline here for Green, and the clock really their enemy at this point as we come down to 7 minutes to go. Green trailing 21-6 on the road against Unitigo.
Don't be surprised if they do that end around to Brigham again. It worked so well the last time.
Brigham is lined up to the right this time.
Yeah, that could be a factor.
Harrington in the shotgun, two receivers to his left, and the handoff, but the flag will stop that as it looks like a false start here on the Green Trojans.
Somebody on the far side for Green appeared that they took off just a hair before the snap.
6:43 to go here in the contest. Unitigo on top of Green, 21-6.
Don't stop the clock.
Oh, and those flags can be a momentum killer. Green had such energy after that interception, right before that, too, when they were really playing great defense.
Well, they got to find their way back to that spot, that happy place where they can advance the football.
So this gritty Green team, despite some injuries here tonight, hanging around with Unitigo, even though they trail 21-6, this is a big second down for the Trojans. Harrington will pass to his right and just up over the hands there of Brigham, who couldn't haul it in.
Well, the defensive secondary was playing up, thinking it was either going to be a run up the middle or something passing to the outside. They read that play very well defensively. Got to give them credit on that. But the throw was a little bit high and a little bit hard there for Brigham. Wasn't his type of play.
Third down here for the Green Trojans. And they need just about 12, 13 yards here for that first down. 6:21 to go in this fourth quarter. Harrington back to pass out of the shotgun. He's going to air this one out. He's got a receiver, but overthrows his man there for Green, Luke Erickson. Otherwise, he might have hit pay dirt.
Well, it's now going to be 4th and 18, and that was Erickson's ball to get under, overthrown by Harrington. So Harrington obviously has got a live arm. And, they have no choice right now. They got to go for it. And Erickson brings the play up. He was on the sideline for about 2 seconds, and he got the play to bring it back into quarterback Harrington, who's been in there since the injury to his teammate Kyle Orzel.
I like the play call there.
I'm sorry.
I like the play call as they went for it.
Yeah.
And just a little unfortunate on the overthrow on the pass. So fourth down.
No setbacks. All receivers.
Green looking for pay dirt, and they're going to toss one up towards the end zone, and they're going to get it to Brigham. He'll haul it in. It gets roped down at the 5, and the Trojans are in scoring position again.
Simply marvelous. They let Brigham use his speed. Harrington throws up and over the defense, and Brigham does nothing but catch that ball. Nicely done again by the Green Trojans offense when their backs were to the wall.
And he's their leading receiver from last season, an experienced, speedy guy. Comes up with a big catch there all the way down to the 5-yard line. And now with 6:06 to go, Green hanging around. They trail 21-6, but they're in scoring position again.
38-yard play, by far their biggest gain of the night in the air.
Harrington in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Tristan Carter, who will bang his way up the middle for a gain of 2. That'll bring up second down.
Well, Tristan Carter's been their 1 and 2 yard guy. I mean, his first two carries were 23 yards, but then since then he's been that 1 and 2 yard guy. But getting inside the five mentally gets you in a situation where now it's officially short yardage.
That clock continuing to tick, tick, tick down to 5:20 to go in the ball game. Unitego on top of Green, 21-6. It's a second down here for the Trojans. They go left to right. The handoff to Erickson. Ball is loose. And it looks like Unitego might be able to fall on it. No official signal yet. And now it will go to Unitego, and Green coughs it up right on the goal line.
Ref on the far side, exactly, Nate. Boy, that was a play that was awful tough to tolerate on the Green sideline. They need the perfect function of that play, and they didn't get it.
The handoff was to Erickson, and it looked like he had some daylight, but was unable to get through, and then the ball somehow slipping out of his hands, and a good heads-up play there by Unitego to recover, although they're still in dangerous position here. You got to be careful. They're pretty much sitting on their own goal line here going right to left.
And let's remember how aggressive Green's defense has been here lately, and Unitego, sensing that same idea, calls a timeout.
Yeah, let's talk this over on the Unitego sideline. 5:09 to go in this ball game. It's Unitego leading Green 21-6. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to High School Football here tonight on CDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Late fourth quarter action. Unitego High School as the Spartans lead the Green Trojans 21-6 with 5:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with you here on CDO. Thanks for joining us tonight. A great night to tune in on the radio or on our stream brought to you by SFCU. On WCDOsports.com. Unitego going right to left. They just picked up a fumble as Green was knocking on the doorstep, so they're pretty much in their own end zone. They're looking for some room, and they'll get it to Tanner Winchester. He's got some space as he goes out to the right wing and is roped down at the 10-yard line, but definitely gives the Spartans some breathing room.
Tristan Carter makes the tackle on Winchester, one of their better reverses that they've had tonight, but still not an award-winning and still not a first down, but one of their better ones of the night.
And that's a play you almost think that, boy, Winchester, a couple of little extra jukes and he could be gone. So a good play there by Carter.
He's got 5 carries for 33 yards, but nothing has been as monumental as it was last week. Now they spread it out.
4:30 to go in the contest. Unitego grinding out this fourth quarter here as they lead 21-6. Firebend under center, not in the shotgun. Off the hike, we'll give this one to Wilsey. And Wilsey will pick up a first down for Unitego, and will keep the clock running as the ball is out in the middle of the field.
Yep, and a tackle by a number 56 that we don't have the number for, so wish we did, because he made a nice tackle. But, again, as you said, first down, and they just went to Wilsey, who has not gotten the job done up the middle tonight, but he did that time.
I have a feeling for Green some new faces are getting in because they have had the injury bug here tonight. We'll hope that everybody on that Green side has been okay. And so Unitego with a keeper up the middle here again to Wilsey, a diving play. He'll pick up 4 or 5 on that.
Yeah, one that would have looked good going into the end zone, but instead it's crossing the 25 to the 26.
Second down here for the Spartans, down to 3:40 to go in the ball game. 21-6, Unitego on top of Green here tonight on CDO as Unitego waiting for the play from Firebend, who will run it in from the sideline and breaks the huddle. Unitego in no rush here as they take their sweet time from the huddle to line things up.
The clock is their friend right now.
On a cool and crisp September night here in week 2 of the high school football season, Firebend will hand off to Wilsey, and he's wrapped up quickly by the Trojans' defense. I think some young guys off the bench are pretty excited to get in here for Green.
Dalton Brower and Phil Nelson double-teaming them that time. And Wilsey has found it hard to run up the middle. And they're just milking clock right now. Even on that play, it's now third and eight to third and a short nine.
Down to 2:45 to go. Unitigo again taking their time, walking up to the line. Fireben comes in from the sideline, barks out some signals. As the Spartans lead the Trojans 21-6, Unitigo trying to improve to 2-0 on the season as they defeated Sydney 26-18.
Shotgun.
Last weekend as they pass out off the shotgun to Tanner Winchester. And he is roped down for no gain there. But again, Unitigo, as Greg said, just using that clock and milking it. And now Green will take a timeout here to just try to savor as much time as they can. 2:19 to go, fourth quarter, 21-6.
Well, if Green could bottle what they've done in the last 10 minutes of football,
agreed,
we would be looking at probably a 6-6, 7-6 kind of a game. I hats off to Coach Gordon and his charges, because they've lost some of their main guys. They find other guys to fill in. They have not given up. I like the spunk on this team. They're going to win some games on grit and determination just as much as they are on the talent. Unitigo, they're challenged tonight. There's no question about it. At first, when they went down and scored on the first series, you think, okay, well, maybe they've got it going on tonight. But defensively, Green has been making them pay.
Well, if you're Unitigo and you're looking back at that initial drive, it's good that you got those early points, because Green has certainly picked it up here, and Unitigo had a nice cushion to lean back on.
Yep.
So Firebend will punt here on fourth down. A high, high kick here up in the lights comes down to Erickson, and he will catch it exactly at midfield.
Wow.
And that's where Green will take over with 2:12 to go.
He made an early call for a fair catch. Can't say as I blame him. Make the catch, get the ball at midfield. That's where they've taken a lot of their possessions start at midfield tonight. Now, in retrospect, he had a lot of room on the right side. If he got one or two good blocks, off to the races.
And he's a guy, a physical runner, and we've seen that from him tonight as he's really gotten most of the calls.
Right.
2:12 to go. Unitigo on top of Green, 21-6. Erickson with two receivers to his right and his left as Green is just looking to air it out here. He'll toss it over the middle, and nobody can come up with that one. Erickson was probably 2 or 3 yards away.
I'm not sure if that was possibly tipped, because it kind of got a wobble to it as it carried on through. But, yeah, Erickson was probably the closest guy. Good protection by the offensive line, too. So he's got time to throw. That's check one on the list. Do you have time to throw? Yes, he has time to throw.
Second and 10 here for Green. The ball exactly on the 50-yard line. Speedy receiver who has made a bunch of plays here for Green. Split out to the right in Sean Brigham. And again, going with that four-receiver set. Brigham all the way to the right as Green goes left to right. And they'll look to target him. Instead, curling around there was Erickson, but the ball not really able to be played there.
Now, Jared Smith defending on the play, but that ball thrown in a hurry. Didn't need to hurry, but they were going for Erickson. And what they were trying to do is get the ball to first down and out of bounds. That was the dual purpose there. 2:02, clock stopped with the incomplete pass.
Third and 10 here for Green. Need to come up with some yardage here.
Well, third down and 10. Not a bad time to let Brigham just fly.
Brigham? Lined up to the outside.
Single coverage.
Spalding covering him for Unitigo, and they're going to try to air it out. The same play to Erickson. Can he get to the sideline? He can't. Gets about 3 or 4 yards on the play before he's driven back, and the clock continuing to run.
Jared Smith with a tackle on that play. He's been guarding Erickson on these pass plays one-on-one and made the one-on-one tackle. So they're actually going to say that his forward progress was a non-issue, and they, what was a 4-yard, 5-yard pass completion is now a 3-yard loss.
Down to a minute 32. 21-6 is the score, and Erickson was pushed back pretty far on that play, and the fourth down marker goes up, and And this is where Green will have one last chance to chuck it up and see what they can do.
And I'm thinking that the spot was where it was because Erickson was not facing the end zone. He was facing the other way, trying to get loose from Smith. But now they are going to, you know what?
They'll
just as I
up.
Think I know what I'm talking about, absolutely not. They're right back to a 4th and 5. Okay, now that makes sense to me. Perfect sense.
So 4th and 5, and we'll see if Green just continues to try to air it out here with Harrington under center. They trail 21-6. Boy, you know, if they could get one here and try some more trickery on one of their onside kicks, you just never know.
That was his 4th completion of the night, and again, Harrington pressed into complete autonomy as far as quarterback goes, and he shared services between he and Zach Orzel, but Zach's been on the bench since getting banged up there in the 3rd quarter. But Harrington's been there, and he has not been sacked. He has held his cool back there and doing a nice job. So with 1:32 to go, this is where it's at for them, 4th and 5 from the 45 of Unitigo.
Green going left to right, looking for a first down to keep things going here on offense for the Trojans. Harrington, back to pass. It's a clean snap. He has some traffic coming towards him, tried to get rid of it, but again, that Unitigo defense swarming around him. It'll be a turnover on downs, and Unitigo will pick it up with a minute 26 to go in the ballgame.
Well, fives are wild. That was Ethan Barber and Riley Hanrahan chasing him down along with 55 Dean Reed, and that was the last gasp right there for Green, because Unitigo could now take a knee with a minute 26 to go, and I don't think Green, if they have any timeouts, it would be one.
So Unitigo coming back out with Josh Firebend, as they will improve to 2-0 on the season and will travel next weekend to take on Deposit Hancock. Minute 26 here, Firebend talking with the referee here. It looks like he will come in to take a knee here for Unitigo. A lot of spunk and effort by this Green team in the second half, but just unable to capitalize on a couple of opportunities. And Unitigo with that touchdown to Ryan Marzell in the second half gives them 21 points on the night.
Well, clock running with 1:10 to go, so they're going to bring guys out and bring guys in and let the clean white shirts go. Of course, I don't see anybody really with dirty shirts. It's been a nice, this field has held up very nicely as wholesale substitutions.
We're under a minute to go here. Firebend under center is everybody trading places from the Unitigo bench out onto the field, and Firebend will take a knee with 45 seconds to go. Unitigo on top of Green here tonight, 21-6. You're going to want to make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We have 3 awards to give out. Of course, our Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NVT Bank, and the All-Purpose Award sponsored by Echo Brands. So we'll have all of those in our post-game report. As it comes down to 20 seconds to go, Firebend will take one last knee, and Unitigo will improve to 2-0. Green will drop to 0-2. Green has Newark Valley at home next weekend. Unitigo gets the job done. They're a team that just has so much experience. They're able to put up the points they need tonight and get a first win at home of the season.
Yep, and it was a kind of a funny story, because Unitigo seemed to be dominant in the first half, although not putting Green away. Green was in a 21-point hole. They came back with their first touchdown of the season, nearly had another one. Fumble negated that, and then Unitigo just got the clock in their favor and held that last possession for Green in their 4th down fling, and that was it. So Unitigo gets their 2nd win of the season. They have now, as a Class D school, defeated 2 Class C opponents.
So a nice start to the season for the Unitigo Spartans. As Greg said, they win 21-6. Stay tuned for the post-game show here on CDO. We'll give out our awards. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school football here tonight on WCDO.
can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome into the post-game show here tonight as Unitigo wraps up a 21-6 victory here at Unitigo High School on their home fields. Friday Night Light, folks, 21-6 over the Green Trojans. And let's do our post-game awards here. To start things off, first we'll do our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. And this one was pretty easy for us to decide here tonight. Ethan Barber from Unitigo had a heck of a game out there on the defensive side of the ball for the Spartans.
He's had two good games, and yes, he could have and maybe should have won the first week, but because the game is so close, we kind of split it up. Ethan Barber is made to play football. There's no question in my mind, and it's on the defensive side. He just has this way. I don't know what his assignment is from the coaching staff, whether he gets free rein or whether he's got to stay in a certain spot, but he just has the ability to get anything in between the tackles, and he can even, we saw late in the game there with the pass rush, he's got that ability to do that too. Great defensive effort by Ethan Barber, number 51.
We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award next. NBT Bank, serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Ryan Marzell, our choice tonight for the Outstanding Offense Award, with two touchdowns for Unitigo.
Marzell's driving me crazy because he couldn't run the ball tonight to save his life, but he came up with two outstanding catches. One of those was he sprinted to get to the end zone where the ball was safely going to be tucked into his hand from a pass from Josh Fireben. Fireben obviously could have been an outstanding offense as well, but Marzell's got this way. You think of a guy as a wrestler, you think, all right, he's got to be a great defensive player. The kid can catch a football.
Let's do our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. And our all-purpose award goes to Josh Firebend. He seems to do it all out there. Throws, kicks, runs, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I think he throws right-handed because he kicks left-footed, and that's just crazy to me, but he gets it done very effectively. We haven't seen him really let loose on the kickoffs, but he certainly gets enough practice because they score enough touchdowns. But, yes, he can punt, and he is given the reins to control the team. and he can call his audibles. He, you know, we've seen him go from a shotgun to under center to say something, then he goes back to shotgun. You know, that's an NFL-style quarterback, and he's got the confidence to pull it off. And he didn't have the greatest running attack tonight, so they decided let's go to the air and get it done. And he did exactly that. He had a great first half, not so good second half, but he got that clinching touchdown to Ryan Marzell in a set.
Pretty scary. He's only a junior and will be here for another full season after this one for all the other area teams that have to deal with the Unitego quarterback and Josh Fireman. Greg has some final wrap-up stats here from this one. Again, Unitego defeating Green here tonight 21-6.
All right, let's go to Josh Fireman since we just mentioned his name as the all-purpose winner by Echo. And 13 for 22, 145 yards, two interceptions, but also two touchdowns, both to Ryan Marzell, who caught his two catches for 35 yards. Jared Jones, three catches, 34. Derek Beams, one for seven. Tanner Winchester, three for 46. Kyle Spaulding, three for 25. Rushing, it was Tanner Winchester, five for 33. Ryan Marzell, four for minus three. Nate Wilsey, 10 for 15. Zach Young's two for one. And Josh Fireman, sometimes having to scamper and sometimes calling his own number, was six for 16. That's 27 for 62. So they barely squeaked over the 200 yards of total offense, but, of course, get the two-score win. Luke Erickson had 11 carries for 50 yards to lead the Green Trojans. Zach Orzel, before injured, 7 for minus 1. Tristan Carter, 6 for 20. Tyler Dickman, 1 for minus 1. Sean Brigham on the end around, 1 for 27. Cole Nelson, 3 for 12. Josh Harrington, 2 for 2 with one score. Josh Harrington throwing the ball 4 for 8, 39 yards. Zach Orzel with an interception in two tries. And then Erickson with two catches for minus 2. Sean Brigham, two catches for 41. And believe it or not, that does add up. Believe it or not. and I've never done color like this, so doing stats in color is very challenging. But we got it done tonight. And hats off to Unitego. They're not playing perfect football by any means, but they are playing, and I don't even want to say well enough to win. They are playing a game where they are the superior team. They have to hold on sometimes. Remember last week they held on against Sydney too, but they are getting the job done and beating two Class C schools as a Class D program. Prima. It's nicely done.
Unitego defeats Green 21-6 here tonight. Thanks to all our listeners in the local area and as well as WCDOsports.com. Of course, that stream made possible by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. You can also go back anytime on WCDOsports.com and go back on demand and listen to any game that we've done. The first and second half will be up there for your listening pleasure throughout the weekend. And anytime you want, you can download that right onto your computer. You can also check out the new WCDO podcast while you're at WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. We'll be right back at it tomorrow night, Greg, as BG and Sydney at 6:45 with our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off or kickoff show.
Right.
And a 7 o'clock kickoff between Sydney and BG under the lights down in Sydney. Set to be a good one there.
Another local matchup. You can't go wrong because everybody's going to be there, and it's a dedication for Sydney Alumni Field for against a neighbor from Bainbridge Guilford. So can't wait for that one.
Just a quick recap of our award winners tonight. Dynamic Defense by Catalog Outlet goes to Ethan Barber. Outstanding Offense by NBT Bank goes to Ryan Marzell. The All-Purpose Award brought to you by Echo Brands goes to Josh Fireman. 21-6, Unitego defeats Green here. They improve to 2-0. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks again to Joe Gardner in the CDO studios. Have a great night here from WCDO.